Okay, assalamu alaikum. This is the Tawheed class, and for today, we're going to talk about the way to happiness. This is a continuation of our week-long class, which we'll be discussing how we can find happiness in our lives. The reason why we picked this subject is because many, many people embrace Islam every day. But sadly, 50% of those people who embrace Islam end up apostating within the first year or two. There are many, many reasons that lead to the apostation of these people. One of the main reasons being that they do not know how to find firmness in their faith. They do not know how to remain firm and steadfast in their faith, and this is what causes them to apostate. Also, for those people who don't apostate, who do remain Muslim, many of them develop a lot of misconceptions about Islam. These misconceptions include things such as thinking that because they're Muslim, they can no longer enjoy life. Because you're Muslim, you can no longer be happy. You can no longer be affectionate to your children, to your husband. You can no longer desire to have anything good in this world. These are all misconceptions that many people develop when they first embrace Islam. And what we want to do is clear up these misconceptions. We want to clear up the misconception that a person cannot be happy. Just because you're Muslim, you cannot be happy. The first thing we have to understand is Islam is not just a religion. Islam is a way of life. A way of life. And just because you have embarked upon this new way of life does not mean that you cannot enjoy life as well. Today what we want to talk about are the different factors and prerequisites of happiness. The first thing I want to emphasize with you guys is the definition of happiness. Remember, happiness is a sense of well-being, a sense of security that exists within your heart. Okay? And many people do not understand what happiness is, and they do not know how to go about achieving happiness. Many people think that they can only be happy if they have money. Or they can only be happy if they have power or rank or position or fame. These are all misconceptions, and none of these things are true. Again, happiness is a sense of well-being and a sense of security that exists right here within your heart. And if you have that sense of well-being, then it doesn't matter if you're the poorest person on the planet. You can still be happy. And today, we're going to talk about some of the prerequisites or some of the factors that lead to happiness. The first prerequisite is you have to have a sound belief. To build a happy life, we have to first lay a strong, solid foundation for it. Therefore, we should seek a solid, unshakable foundation. Many of us possess impulses and drives and desires and feelings which may influence our characters and our way of life. All of us as humans are endowed with the ability to think and to reason. However, man's mind and emotions may lapse and lead him away from the right path to a path of wretchedness. So we have to learn how to use our ability to think and our emotions to stay on the path of righteousness. Therefore, it is necessary for us to understand the divine guidance. We must understand that the divine guidance is what leads us to the path of truth. It's the divine guidance that controls us and directs our lives and causes us to choose the correct course. We must realize that that divine guidance can only be found in Islam. And Islam proves to be the only correct foundation for man's character and behavior. Okay? So in order to find happiness, you must first have a strong, solid belief in Islam. You have to have a strong, solid belief in Allah. Belief in Allah and in His perfect attributes will deeply influence you and influence your character and your whole outlook on life. Belief in Allah and in His perfect attributes will cause you to acquire good qualities and aim for human perfection. Belief in Allah's angels will make you feel that you are not alone in this universe. Belief in the day of judgment will drive you to control your behavior. Without these things, you cannot find happiness. Without these things, you'll be void. So in order to achieve happiness, the first prerequisite that we must have is a strong, solid belief. The second prerequisite that we must have as Muslims in order to obtain happiness is worship and devotion to Allah. Allah says in the Quran, "Not for idle sport did we create the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them." This is the 21st surah of the Quran, the 16th ayat. Allah tells us here that He did not create us just for mere sport or play. No, instead, Allah has a serious purpose behind creating us. And what is that purpose? Says Allah, "I have only created jinns and men that they may serve me." And that's the 51st surah of the Quran, the 56th ayat. So here we can see that everything and everyone in this universe was created by Allah, and they were all created to submit to His will. Look around you. Look around at the physical world. You will see that everything is controlled and directed in accordance with divine order and laws of Allah. There are laws that govern gravity. There are laws that govern motion and relativity. These laws testify to the fact that the universe is in total submission to its creator. So thus, we have to understand, in order to achieve happiness, we have to have worship and devotion to Allah, who is the one who created us. Obedience and worship of Allah are major and comprehensive sources of contentment and happiness for man. On the personal level, it gives man the feeling that he is close to Allah. Also, acts of worship have many positive aspects in our lives. For example, in prayer, when we pray five times a day, and we are communicating with Allah directly, and we are establishing a relationship with Him, and we are establishing a relationship with Allah that infuses us with satisfaction and peace of mind. It makes us feel that Allah is with us. He hears us. He responds to us. He accepts our prayers and our good deeds and our forgiveness. So thus, obedience and worship of Allah brings us close to Him. and it gives us a feeling of satisfaction and inner peace that helps us to achieve the goal of finding happiness in our lives. So we need to understand, if you want to find happiness, you have to have devotion to Allah. And we have to understand that this devotion to Allah goes hand in hand with having sound belief in Him. You cannot have devotion to Allah without believing in Him, and you cannot have belief in Allah without devotion. So those two things go hand in hand. The next prerequisite or factor that helps us to discover happiness is being good and kind to others. Being kind to others is part of one's iman. The Prophet ﷺ said, all creatures are dependents of Allah, and the most favored among them by Allah is the one who is most helpful to his dependents. There are many forms and manifestations of goodness that are based on the Muslims being a mercy to humanity. If you want to achieve happiness, you have to be nice to others and kind to others. The Prophet ﷺ says every Muslim should do an act of charity. The people ask, what if he can't afford to do that? The Prophet said, then let him work with his hands. And the people again asked, what if he cannot afford that? The Prophet said, then let him help the grieved and needy. The people then said, well, perhaps he can't afford that. The Prophet said, then let him do good and avoid evil. For doing good and avoiding evil is an act of charity. Allah also reminds us in the Quran, O you who believe, cancel not your charity by reminders of your generosity or by injury. So again, another way in order to seek happiness in this life, you have to be good and kind towards others. Without this, there is no way you can achieve happiness. Another prerequisite of happiness is you must renunciate long-term hopes and griefs of the past. Many people spend most of their time worrying about their future and regretting their past misfortunes. These type of people live in continuous worry and misery. A good solution to this source of worries is to live within the limits of today. This does not mean to neglect the future or stop planning for it, but instead, it aims at ridding our life of obsession with futile cares that lead us to only stress and frustrations. And as everyone knows, if you're stressed and frustrated, there is no way you can find happiness. We have to realize that life is short, and we should live each day as if it is our last. Don't sit back worrying about the future. Don't worry over the future. The Prophet ﷺ said, he who is safe in his home, healthy in his body, and who has enough food for the day is like one who possesses everything in the world. So if you have these things, if you have your health, if you have physical security, and if you have food, what else is there to worry about? Don't spend your life worrying about the future. You can plan for the future, but don't worry. Allah says in the Quran, and for him who fears Allah and observes his duty to Allah, he ever prepares a way out, and he provides for him from sources he never could expect. And whoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah will suffice him. This is the 65th surah of the Quran, the 23rd ayat. So here Allah assures us that if you put your trust and faith in him and you observe your duties to him, he will always find a way for you. And he will always provide for you. So don't sit back worrying about the future. Live each day as it is. That's the only way you can find happiness in this life. Another prerequisite for happiness is to be thankful for what you have. Remember, do not look at those above you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, looking at those who are above you will only frustrate you. He said, look at those inferior to you. Therefore, you will appreciate more the favors that Allah has bestowed upon you. Don't look at the man next door. He lives in a big house, drives a fancy car, so you think he has it all together. And you're driving in your little Volkswagen. And you're living in your little apartment with nothing. This will keep you down. This will depress you. Look at those who have less than you have. Thank God that you have a car. Look at the man who has to catch the bus to work every day. Thank God you have an apartment. Look at the many homeless people who are living in boxes. Never look above you, always look below you. Because that way you'll be humbled to Allah and you'll recognize the favors he's given you. And you'll be thankful for them. And thus, you can move forward and find happiness in your life. So, remember these 6 points when looking for happiness. First of all, remember to have a strong, sound belief in Allah. And remember to have devotion for Allah. Remember to look at those who are less fortunate than you. Remember to be kind and good to others. By exhibiting these things, then inshallah, you are well on your road to finding happiness. And we're going to stop right here, and we'll continue this lecture tomorrow with more prerequisites and factors that will lead us to happiness, inshallah.